This is an OSV Podcasts production. To learn more about OSV Podcast Network, visit osvpodcasts.com.
FIG Ministry presents the Catholic Influencers Podcast. Join me, Alyssa Aegis, and my co-hosts,
Father Rob Gallia
and Justine Cumbo,
as we break open the upcoming Sunday Mass readings and discuss relevant topics and life issues from a Catholic perspective. For a shorter, more reflective explanation of the Gospels, be sure to check out our sister podcast, Catholic Influences, Father Rob Gallia Homilies.
The Catholic Influencers podcast crew have broken down countless stories and boldly ventured into an array of different topics, all the while capturing our hearts in the process. Let's recap. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the recap mini-series here inside of the Catholic Influencers podcast. This is episode 4, and my name is Augie. Just joined the FRG Ministry team. I'm very happy to be here with you, and I'm really excited to have the opportunity to host this recap series where we look back at some of the highlight moments of the Catholic Influencers podcast, what they've given us over the past few years, and sifting through and looking for those golden nuggets from the past 9 seasons that's, you know, well, I hope will speak to whatever you or someone you know is going through right now so that you can spark some conversation this next week. So we're going to break open a topic that's pretty close to the heart for myself. The titling of this episode is Confronting the Dark Night. And what I mean by that is those moments in life where we're battling chaos, mental health issues, anxiety, depression, just the dark night of the soul. And people think that when you become a Christian, everything will always be all right. No pain, no suffering, but that's for the next life. We're not immune to the dog bites, the bee stings, and these sad feelings on our walk of faith. We sometimes feel we lose our eyesight and confidence in all of life's meaning, but we are called to press on and fight. Keep Jesus as our source of light. I hope this episode gives you some consolation when you are thrown into confronting the dark night. This first highlight is going to come from bonus episode that happened between season 5 and 6 that was actually just a throwback to a season 1 episode where Danny Sullivan, one of the OG Catholic Influencers podcast hosts, interviewed Father Dan Strickland. And Father Dan Strickland is an MGL priest, that stands for Missionaries of God's Love. He is a counselor. He's been a counselor a lot throughout that time, a spiritual director and spent a lot of time just in the counseling field as he was studying. And in the interview, they asked questions like, why does mental health issues still happen to Christians? And what fruit can come from these experiences on our spiritual journey? So I hope you find it helpful. Let's see what they have to say about it.
It's good to differentiate, I think, because often you might hear like, oh, you know, mental health is on the rise, but, you know, what's meant is mental illness might be on the rise. And it is. It's becoming more and more, I guess, acceptable in some places to talk about it. There's less stigma, thankfully. And Christians aren't exempt from mental illness. They suffer it just like anyone else. And it can often lead to kind of asking, why would God allow this? Why would God allow someone who he loves and who loves him in return to suffer through something that can be so painful? And I was wondering if you could talk a bit about that, how it links with our faith.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. Look, they're really good questions. And I find that the temptation is to give just a kind of a cheap, pious, superficial, you know, theological answer, which doesn't really address the real suffering, the isolation, the stigma, the pain, and often the anger that those of us who suffer with mental health issues are perhaps on a daily basis go through, particularly if we do have a real faith in God and we are struggling, you know, authentically struggling to find him in the midst of what we're going through. The truth is that I don't think there really is a one-size-fits-all approach to these questions or answer to these questions. I just don't. I've been through this experience myself. I've walked with people who've been through it. I still carry the battle scars. And I know that even though I wanted answers to these questions as a way of alleviating my pain and trying to make sense of my experience, and also the shame and the humiliation that often went with it, that what I really wanted more, I discovered, was someone to just kind of sit with me, listen to me, actually not give me simple answers, not judge me, not tell me in a kind of a trite but heartfelt way, you know, Jesus loves me and I'm just going to grow through this and I'll be the best version of myself. I discovered that I just wanted someone to just be with me, take me seriously, take my pain seriously, not try and spiritualize it away, and commit to walking with me in whatever way they're able to, and really just knowing that I wasn't alone. And I think in some ways, I've come to understand that really this is where God is in the suffering. He's there in those kind of really rare but incredibly valuable people whose hearts have also been shaped by suffering and who are able to offer their time and their love to make the journey a bit easier for us forward, and allowing our experiences to be validated and taken seriously, and who don't offer us cheap and meaningless answers to our pain. And I think he's also there, and this is just my experience, but I've seen this in other people as well. He's there in the reality that I think through these kind of experiences, we get drawn into a vulnerability in prayer that really I don't think is possible without these kind of life experiences. It just isn't. We're forced to confront our humanity. And I often find that mental illness can be an incredible pathway actually for people into deep human and spiritual maturity, because the pain in their situation moves them to that place in their relationship with God where there's just no more fluff. There's no more pretense. There's no more, I can't say this to God or I can't say that to God. It's just real. There's a reality about the relationship. There's room for honesty. There's room for anger. There's room for vulnerability. There's room for pain and just human life. And somehow, God is in all of that in ways that I don't fully understand, leading us into this raw and honest vulnerability with him. So is that the reason why God allows us to suffer with mental illness? Well, I don't really know. I only know that in my own life and in those that I've known who've also negotiated all the ups and downs of this reality and the emotional complexity of that, that it's borne tremendous fruits of wisdom and compassion and maturity that just wouldn't have been possible otherwise, and that we now make really as a gift to other people.
That's really beautiful. And that authenticity, I think, is important, and that it's not one size fits all. You mentioned at the end there the gift that this is. And I think that mental illness in particular is something that's often seen as a weakness, and it can make the person with mental illness feel weak. It can, you know, there's still stigma that maybe they are weak, but it is a gift. And what are some of the strengths that you perceive come out of this, you know, this suffering that might be not often seen as a gift or a strength?
Yeah, look, there's so many, really. I think absolutely first and foremost, it's authenticity. As I just said, the reality of mental illness just knocks the bulldust out of us as we confront our humanity. And I think it's just the most marvelous and liberating thing for other people when they encounter that authenticity in us because of the journey that we've been through. It frees other people up to be authentic when they encounter our authenticity. I think self-acceptance, the capacity to accept and love myself as I am, which is a really hard journey and one that I still have a long way to fully grow in, and learning in that what it means to truly be unconditionally loved by God, my Father, not just talk about it as an idea, but actually experience in my mess that reality. I think a real strength that comes out of it is that we learn that we have to get good support in our lives and that this is actually normal for human beings. I think a real problem in a highly individualistic and success-driven culture like Western culture, which Australian culture is that we think we have to do it on our own. Now, that's just nonsense. We were never intended to do it on our own, and we can't. Mental illness teaches us that it's normal to reach out for support, for professional help, for friends, and for the love that we need in order to heal and to flourish. And out of this, I think there's three key strengths that I really talk to people about all the time that develop through the experience of mental illness. Firstly, resilience, that when we're knocked about by life's events, we develop the capacity to bounce back and to be made stronger by those experiences so that they don't destroy us. Secondly, perseverance. Again, I just think this is so important. It's the capacity to keep going no matter what, rather than running away and to develop maturity and wisdom and real interior strength in that process. And thirdly, trust. You know, the capacity to learn to trust other people and to trust God, our Father, really trust Him, not just talk about it, but actually trust Him, learning that I am actually unconditionally loved by Him, and learning to trust others that they'll look after me when I can't. And the capacity as well, I think, really importantly, to admit honestly when I don't trust Him, and to give myself permission to look after and protect myself in that. I think the other key strengths that this kind of gives to us, this whole experience of mental illness within this faith context, is spiritual maturity. You know, I think any form of suffering really, it forces our, you know, the frameworks with which we engage life, we engage our spiritual journey, it forces them to expand. We either have to walk away in the face of the suffering or they have to expand. And in that, all spiritual superficiality or wanting God to just be a magician who waves his wand and fixes all problems instantly, that kind of gets blasted out of the water, I think. It's given me a capacity to confront reality, to be a truth teller rather than to live in denial, which is what we seem to love to do as human beings. And I think the last couple of things are just compassion and tenderness. I think just the daily struggle with mental illness for years develops within us as human beings a real compassion and a real tenderness for other people who also suffer. And again, this is something that moves from just being a concept that we might learn about in a course on mental health to being something that we move out of, that we breathe, as it were, because of our own experience and being able to offer hope to other people through what we've learned.
This production would not be possible without the support of our FRG ministry partners and donors. Your ongoing support ensures that our online masses, online courses, podcasts, TV programs, school, youth, and parish outreaches continue to reach millions of people across the world. Please prayerfully consider giving a one-off donation or becoming an ongoing ministry partner, and join us in our mission to share the love of Jesus and His message of hope to the ends of the earth. Find out more at frgministry.com/donate.
Welcome back to the Recap mini-series here on the Catholic Influencers Podcast. This is Augie, your host from the FRG Ministry team. I hope you found that first recap helpful, the conversation between Danny Sullivan and Father Dan Strickland from the Missionaries of God's Love talking about mental illness. That was from season one, but you can also catch it on the bonus episodes that dropped between season five and season six if you want to check out the entire conversation. And this is definitely a topic that is near and dear to me. I've struggled with a lot of these emotions, a lot of these things that we're talking about, anxiety, depression, and it just feels like it's never going to end when you're inside of those seasons. And I think being a young father is definitely something that's kind of brought these seasons on a little bit, just that increase in responsibility, that increase in dying to self and living for the ones around you. It's something that's a struggle. And I don't know, I just try to just be gentle with myself. Danny Sullivan, she said at one point, you know, people think that they're weak when they go through these. You know, I must be so weak if I'm going through this dark night. But that's just not true. And it's very common. I feel so weak. I feel so out of place. I feel like I must be the only one that's going through this. But there's a massive pandemic almost of men specifically struggling with mental illness, and who knows what the factors are. We're just living in such a fast-paced society, but just remembering, you know, you're not alone. This is something that a lot of people go through, and I just try to cling on to what God says about me and not what I say about myself, and I just try to put those thoughts on trial. You're weak. Why are you going through this? You're weird. You're not going to be strong enough to do this. You know, all these negative thoughts that just pop into my head, and I do the practice of putting it on trial. You know, where's the evidence for this? Is it true? Is it not true? Is it really beneficial for me to dwell on this throughout my day? And I just try to, see like where is this coming from, and I try to find the source of it. So you're not alone. If that's something that you're going through, or if you know a friend that's going through it, tell them that they're not alone. Everybody can go through this. No one's scot-free from dealing with the dark night. Whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, Jesus is walking with us and he's always there. So we're going to jump into season 7, episode 15. It's titled Finding Peace Amidst Chaos. And we're just going to look at this little conversation where Alyssa and Father Sam just talk about, yeah, how do we keep that internal peace? It can feel like such a storm inside of our hearts sometimes, and it can throw the whole day off. It can throw everything off. And where do we find that inner quietness? And Father Rob kind of mentions this, this idea of just going to the harbor. And, you know, I just think for me, like, the harbor is just what God says about me, our true identity, you know, the fact that we are children of God. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's beneficial and helpful to you. This is Finding Peace Amidst Chaos here on the Catholic Influencers Podcast. Hope you enjoy.
This week's reality check, we're going to talk about finding peace amidst the chaos. Now, life can be chaotic. We're often super busy. We overcommit. Sometimes our plans are ruined. We plan all these incredible things and then everything seems to be going wrong. And I guess I talk to people all the time and I feel like we're all faced with these situations daily. So how do we find peace in these chaotic moments is what we want to talk about today.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a hard one.
It's a hard one. But like, I think it's ultimately comes down to this, spending time in the harbor. But how do we spend time in the harbor? How are we able to do this? There are practical ways. I believe we can do this. For example, daily prayer. So important for us to pray every day. Meditation, especially if you suffer from stress, from anxiety, it's important to have a habit of meditation, training your mind to spend time in the presence and to surrender to the presence of the Lord. Also, to be able to know scripture, know the scripture verses, learn this. You can get like scripture verses, even at the back of many Bibles, scripture verses according to the season you're going through. Like if you're going through anxiety, read these scripture verses and learning some of those scriptures by heart so that you can quote them. You can declare the word of God even on those moments. And then another thing is to praise God through the soul, through the storm. God, even though all of this, it is well with my soul. I praise you still. I will bless your name.
Amen. As you were speaking, I was just, you said all these things about our daily prayer habits, daily meditation habits. And I was just thinking it's really important that we kind of put those things in place when we're going, when we're not in a storm.
Exactly.
Because when we're in a storm and we, I guess, the first things that kind of go, well, I know from my own experience, are my routines of prayer. And I feel like that's really hard to kind of get back into.
Yes.
So if you are feeling, I guess, unmotivated, it's really important to, maybe a suggestion in these times of our lives is to go through a kind of boot camp. I feel like when we go through seasons like Lent and Advent, they are really great times. But what happens if this happens to you outside of those seasons? Maybe try and there's different prayer courses you can do. What are some other suggestions?
Well, I think accountability, it comes with accountability. Some people are self-motivated. They can just start and pick up again and they wake up one morning and they're inspired to start again and they're inspired to diet again. They're inspired to pray again. But that's not the most of the world's population. I happen to be one of those people who just wake up and think, I'm going to do it, and I do it. I am self-motivated most of the time. But I acknowledge that most people are not that way. And so I think this is where we have accountabilities, and this is where, like Alyssa, you're saying, to do a course, look up. We have a sort of, even our encounter course is a course on prayer, but the Hallo app as well has like 7 days of prayer, of challenges, novenas, rosary, sort of, I wouldn't call them challenges, but
I don't even know what the right word is for them, but little boot camps you can do, I guess.
Yes, and start small. Don't try and all of a sudden start a sort of a 30-day silent retreat.
Yeah, I was just going to say you can even, for accountability, you can do that with a friend and maybe you can check in with each other daily. And the other thing too is if you're someone like me who gets really hard on themselves, if you don't do all the things on your to-do list, don't be hard on yourself,
yes.
I think as well, is like your advice of starting small. I think that's really good.
And I've as much as I say I'm self-motivated, but I also know my limitations. I don't start from zero to hero, you know? Like, for example, there are times where I'm so busy and all I can do to sort of muscle my way back into daily prayers to pray a decade of the rosary. Mm-hmm. Where in normal time I'd pray 40 minutes, 1 hour of meditation.
Yeah.
And sometimes all I have to offer is just a decade of the rosary. And God, like, can take this little we have and make something beautiful out of it.
Exactly. And I was just thinking as well, how do we find peace amidst the chaos? Like, as people of faith, we know that the peace that Christ gives us is not the same peace as the peace of the world. And I want to kind of point out as well that in John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." Know this, that the peace of Jesus can still exist in our lives, even when our lives are chaotic. Now, Jesus promises this peace to his disciples before they're persecuted, before they're about to go through all of these great trials and this great sufferings. But even though Jesus knew this, he still promised them peace. So know that we still can have peace amidst the chaos.
Thank you for seeking the Lord with us today. If you long for more content and resources, check out our church online. FRG Ministries Church Online is where you will find ongoing spiritual nourishment and inspiration. Online Mass, prayer, rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, worship music, Eucharistic adoration, and so much more. You can even submit your prayer requests and commit to pray for others. FRG Ministry Church Online will inspire and deepen your love and understanding of Christ and His Church. Be blessed by FRG Ministries Church Online at frgministry.com/churchonline.
Well, that is all, folks. When life's a rocky boat, don't lose hope. You don't need to be alone. When you cope, reach out to a friend through prayer and the scriptures. Stay tapped in. If we keep that faith and put Christ first, no matter what you're going through, you will win within and see fruit in the end. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Recap here on the Catholic Influencers Podcast. If you found it fruitful, share it. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Let it be a table conversation as you go on throughout this week. We are on TikTok now, so you can find us at Catholic Influencers, and you can head to our website to find all of our social media and everything that we got going on, CatholicInfluencersPodcast.com. If you want to learn more about the Mass, learn more about the faith, head to EncounterCourses.com/subscription, and there's some really great online courses you could take. So we will hopefully see you at the next episode. And we will most definitely see you in the Eucharist. Take care. God bless, guys.
This has been a production of OSV Podcasts. To learn more, visit osvpodcasts.com.